Now, as we begin our discussion of the sources of these errors, we can begin with one of the largest errors, and that, of course, is the satellite clock bias. As we've described before, there are more than one clock in each GPS satellite. And here are some of the types. There's the cesium, rubidium, and some. There's been some discussion of hydrogen masers being included in GPS satellites. These are all quite stable clocks and extraordinary in many ways. And nevertheless, one of the largest errors is clock errors. Now, we've talked about the broadcast clock correction that is in the navigation message. This is, of course, the correction that the control segment provides to provide the correction to the receiver to bring the satellite clock in line with GPS time. But, of course, the onboard satellite clocks are independent of each other, and they're kept within a microsecond, that's a millionth of a second, of UTC, excluding leap seconds, of course. But still, the satellite clock are allowed to drift up to a millisecond or a thousandth of a second from GPS time. And the idea here is that the control segment doesn't want to deteriorate the clocks more rapidly than necessary by constant tweaking. I think it's fair to say that the clocks are one of the weakest aspects of the satellites, although the GPS satellites have done very well. Frequently, what causes them to break down are the clocks, and so constant tweaking would diminish their longevity. And so they are allowed to drift up to a thousandth of a second from GPS time.